Welcome to Mark and Pete Live. We're talking about today the secrets of the magic circle. And with me, as ever, is Business for Mark. So what have you got for us this week?
Well, Clergyman Pete, we have something of mystery. Yes, it's the magic circle. Now, many people are intrigued as to what type of conjuring tricks lie behind the world of entertainment. But what's more important as well is that the Magic Circle announced that they've just appointed the first female president of the Magic Circle, and her name is Megan Swan. And that's a really good thing to see, that we're starting to see more people who are young in the community out there offering to lead the society. And what's interesting is that this society was founded in 1905 to promote the advance of magic. And Miss Swan, as she is now appointed, will lead more women and young girls into the practice. But this dark art, I must say, is something that many people wonder exactly what lies behind it. And what I'd like to also highlight as well, a little bit of a secret, is some of the people who are actually members. But here's a thought for those people who perhaps, you know, just are a little bit intrigued. It's all about now you see it. The magic circle is not really round. It can conjure things that will astound. Just as you think all's fair and square, suddenly the magician is no longer there. So don't jeer the mystery of this sphere, for one day you too might disappear. Clergyman Pete, what do you think of this dark art? And are you entertained? Or do you think that perhaps there's something sinister behind it all?
Well, I love magic, but sometimes in Christian circles, you have to refer to magicians as illusionists or conjurers, because the idea of magic is anathema to many Christians because it has associations with evil spiritual powers. The magicians in the Bible, referred to in the Bible, the Magi, you know, who came to see Jesus at his birth, well, they had a sort of hidden knowledge. They're seen positively, but others who try and use their hidden dark arts to, for example, challenge God's power in miracles, they're of course seen very negatively. And it's as though the magicians, because they've got the same name, magic and magician, that they are seen as perhaps having some sort of evil side to them, or maybe they're tapping into evil spirituality. Whereas that's not the case, apart from one thing, I suppose, Martha, you could say, well, it's all one big lie. I mean, there isn't any actual magic there, it's just tricks. Guess there is that side of it, that it's all a deception. But anyway, those are the negative things that are seen for some people in Christianity. But, and here's a key thing, in fact, many people, including myself, use magic tricks in preaching the gospel. There's a movement, there's quite a few people who do it. There's a group called Mission Magic, which you can search for. Maybe we'll put a link in the description, where you can get some pretty good magic tricks for explaining the gospel message, and they're specifically tailored to that. So, yeah, I think it's brilliant way of explaining things, because that little air of mystery, something that you don't quite understand, intrigues you even more. So you're ready to hear whatever message the person is trying to get across. So for me, it's brilliant, as well as just being entertaining. I think it's a brilliant way of illustrating whatever message you're giving.
Well, Clergyman Pete, I must say that the Magic Circle, which, as I said, is over 100 years, you're right about the trick, but this dark art has been used in many different ways. I'm going to give you an example. Many people will probably know that actually conjurers, as you say, or illusionists, were used during the Second World War. And this was actually primarily in the North African region, when magicians were actually employed to come up with techniques to try and bamboozle the Germans. And one technique they did was obviously this idea of putting fake tanks in place. Now, many people may not know, or if you actually have looked at some of the documentaries on secrets of the Second World War will actually reveal that they weren't real tanks in many cases, basically to sort of tactics, if you like, diversionary tactics. So magicians have been used in many peculiar ways, not just for entertainment. What I was a bit curious about is who are these members? And not surprisingly, well-known magicians like David Copperfield, but I was also intrigued that the Prince of Wales is also a member, and of course, Sooty. So for our British audience, this is a little glove puppet, I'm afraid. Yes, not a real character, but is a sort of adorned our screens for many, many years. And I remember as a child having a little Sooty with a magic wand, which he always used to wave this magic wand with the immortal words, "Izzy Wizzy, let's get busy." Yes. And then, of course, out well, came a little
be careful trip. With, be careful with the magic words. You never know.
Oh, so yes, exactly.
But it's interesting, isn't it, that magic does intrigue us. I mean, most people try and learn magic tricks, so I guess, or at least have some sort of magic trick set when they're young. I used to try, as you may remember, because we were at school together. I don't know if you remember that. Yes, I was that guy. Yes. I was trying to used to practice and try and make cards appear out of thin air. The problem is it's quite tricky to do and they end up just flying all over the place. Yes. And making them disappear is actually harder. But people, skilled magician, they can do it with a whole pack of cards in one go. So I tend to, I said about using magic tricks in sermons, I always make sure it's a sort of magic trick that's been made such that it requires no skill.
Mm.
So, the magicians do have to learn a certain art. So that's where the magic circle comes in. I think the magic circle... which is like a union, isn't it, or a cross between a union and an agency and a professional body for magicians. They advocate for them, but also you have to pass an exam to get in.
It's interesting, rigorous process. So you can't, not anyone can join. Yes, yeah, so you have to have something unique, I believe, and you've got to be consistent as a magician. But one thing here is that I will say that it seems as though this dark art, as you slightly alluded to, is really sort of entrenched in at a very young age, isn't it? You know, I remember having a magic set where you had little cups and balls and making a little coin disappear, and even of course the silk scarf appear from out of somebody's ear. You know, you suddenly start to think, this sort of captures people's minds, doesn't it? And so it's almost like it's right at the early stages of our lives that being intrigued by the magic art is something that I think is going to continue, and long may it continue, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, the magic circle then has actually got something going for it, really, which is it gives legitimacy to the magicians who are part of it, and also it gives it itself has that sort of kudos by appearing mysterious, but it's because of the secrecy, and we're just drawn to secrecy. We just, the unknown just draws interest, doesn't it? I think if I just go down here on the website for those watching the video, but I'll tell you about it even if you're on the audio version. If I just scroll down, you'll see there's lots of different things on different magicians being advertised. But here, I clicked the wrong thing. How to find us. I was going to say how to join us is what I was going to try and find for you. Let me just see if I can find that. Because in order to join the magic circle, you have to pass an exam. Mm. So what do you think are your chances, Mark?
Well, I must admit that I'm always fascinated by those who conjure a rabbit out of a hat, or pigeons out of somebody's pocket. Nice. But what I'm really sort of intrigued about is there something new that we could see that, you know, maybe somebody like Boris Johnson could pull out some sensible policy, maybe.
I don't think that's going to happen. But no, go back to the magic circle. You need to have someone propose a second you. Yes. You have to be interviewed, and then you have to take an exam. And the exam, as you see, it's on the screen if you're looking. You have to take an actual examination, which can be you physically being able to do tricks, or it can be a written exam. You have to do that within a year, and then you get the privileges of being a member. But yes, someone like a politician, you can see how the trickery they involve, similar to the being a magician, that often there is some sort of deception involved in order to get you to vote for them, or sometimes in order to try and control the population, there's some deception. Thinking of how the government in Britain chose to try and control its population during the pandemic by using manipulative methods, similar, I suppose, to magicians, you know, distraction. Look over here at this, and you won't notice what we're doing.
I am that's impressed awesome. Where, and I know it's been done before, where we've seen, maybe it's all smoke and mirrors, but, you know, and I think it's David Copperfield who made the Eiffel Tower disappear or thing, or was it, no, the Statue of Liberty or something like that. I mean, there seems to be almost no boundaries. And that's what I like about it, in the sense that your imagination can take you anywhere. So what I think we should do is encourage some of our listeners to say, well, what's the best magic trick that they've ever seen? Or what would they like to see happen? That I think would be a good one.
Yes, but for now, we're going to disappear. So please leave your comment and reply to Mark's question down below in the comments section. Or if you want to go over to markandpete.com. There's a comment section there as well. We'd love to hear from you as usual. But it's goodbye from Mark and Pete for now. Catch you next time.
Shazam.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.